Good morning, everyone. I did not realize how long it's been since we've done one of these. It is just, you know, full tilt crazy mode. I think that one of the things I want to do over the course of the next year is make sure that I have somebody to parse audio from streams, because there's been some great moments on stream that I was like, damn, that would have been a dope podcast moment. And they just get missed, which would have helped fill in these gaps. But anyway, hi, how are you? It's Friday. We did record an episode of Ask Broman this week, but it's probably not going to make it onto this feed. I like to make sure that every podcast episode that I do brings you guys value, and I made the executive decision that that was not going to happen, which is actually the point of doing this. I think that that it's incredibly important to know when to back off of a project or a piece of content. As much as I believe in putting absolutely everything out there, I think there's a really clear dividing line between something that's worth to put out and something that's not worth it to put out. Now, this is not me giving you an excuse to not put out content every day, but if you make a piece of content and you look at it after the fact and you say, there is no fucking way, this is going to bring value to my audience. Whether it's just you, like, being a sourpuss, whining and complaining, you losing perspective on something, you presenting something in a mean way or a bad way or a negative way instead of, you know, trying to uplift people, or whatever you do to bring value to folks across, you know, your social feeds or your content, I think that it's totally okay to say, you know what? No, I will not be putting that out there. And I think that that's a grown-up thing to do, right? It's definitely something that has, a lot of value, knowing yourself, knowing your audience well enough to know when it's time to, like, cut the cord, turn off, take a break, walk away, go do something else. Because you're just forcing yourself into this hole of continual, you know, negativity, grinding, like, whatever. We all have to have the self-awareness to recognize when we're not getting what we need. And when we don't get what we need, we tend to make stuff that sucks shit. I've noticed that over and over and over again in my life. Whenever I feel incredibly uncomfortable or worried or concerned about something, which is, like, full disclosure, something I still work on, right? Like, we all worry about shit we shouldn't worry about. I do that. But whenever I'm in that place, the content that I make isn't top notch. Sometimes it's bottom notch. It's the worst. It might have a negative or detrimental effect, which, of course, on the long scale, you can, you know, it's part of the storytelling experience, right? Like, this is my lowest low, or these are my lows. But I think that when you make content and you hear my doggos barking in the background, that it's important that you stay focused, you stay on point, and you bring the message that you're trying to bring. So self-awareness, figuring out what that is incredibly key. Thank you all for being part of this podcast. Thank you for being patient. I hope you're taking these weeks to catch up on episodes you might have missed. When we get back from Guardian Con, we're going to be going hard at the 2 episodes a week. Trying to bring in 1 or 2 guests a week as well. I love and appreciate all of you. I hope you found some value in this. If you did, please share it with somebody that you love, and I'll talk to you next time. Peace.